The trial of Baltimore police officer William Porter is moving into its fifth day. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports on how prosecutors are laying out their case.
The prosecution has been presenting the events that led up to Gray's April arrest and subsequent death in chronological order, going all the way back to Porter's training in the police academy. They started with Officer Alice Carson Johnson, one of Porter's instructors at the academy. Yesterday, they began questioning Detective Sarita Teal, the lead detective in the case, who is expected to return to the witness stand today to continue explaining how the investigation unfolded after Gray was taken to shock trauma. Porter, who allegedly ignored Gray's request for medical aid, is facing several charges, including involuntary manslaughter and reckless endangerment. He is the first of six officers to be tried in the case. Doug Colbert, a University of Maryland Law School professor, said the prosecution has built a good foundation by focusing on police training procedures.
The prosecution must show that Officer Porter had knowledge, awareness, was trained to protect and care for prisoners.
Colbert added that proving Porter was aware of procedures and that he had a legal duty to keep up on new policies is an important element as the state attempts to prove he bears some responsibility in Gray's death. But Colbert also credits the defense for casting some doubt on the prosecution's claims.
One could argue, and I'm sure the prosecution will, that a police officer is responsible for reading and becoming familiar with emails that's coming from the commissioner.
Officer Cesar Goodson, the driver, is to be tried next month on murder charges for his role in Gray's death from a severe spinal injury while in custody. He adds that prosecutors have a good strategy that will have police officers testifying against their colleagues, something Colbert says is unusual. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WIPR.